It's time for Rhema for Today.
That's what I wanted to get over to you. Whether it's saving faith, whosoever shall say, confess. When you confess something, you say something, don't you? Whosoever shall confess Jesus as Lord. Whosoever shall say Jesus is my Lord. And believe in his heart, God raised him from the dead, he'll be saved. For with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. For with the mouth, man says he's saved. Hallelujah. Same thing with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Same thing with divine healing. Praise God. And same thing with answered prayer. Somebody said answered prayer always ends in the glad confession. It's mine. I have it now. Glory to God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Fundamentals, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
When that anointing comes, you know what God's going to do ahead of time, but you've still got to release it. And so there was one night there when we was in Philadelphia. When the Spirit of God moved on, I knew exactly what God was going to do. I was almost, as we say, speaking colloquially, laughing up my sleeve. Hallelujah. You met. They were four ladies. I believe they were four, wasn't they? Sitting over here in wheelchairs. And so I said to one of them, now I'm going to point to you again. I pointed to her first. You right there. You, me? Yeah, you. I'm going to point to you again. When I point to you, the Holy Ghost will come on you and heal you. Arise and walk. And when I say arise and walk in Jesus' name, you get up. And so standing on the platform, I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and walk. She began to make an effort, rose up, started walking. Learned later that she had been in the chair 3 years, bound with arthritis, and then she had emphysema. And right at first, didn't walk too much. But I kept hearing somebody say, walk, walk, walk. Looked around, see who it was, come to find out it was me saying it. It's coming out of my mouth. I'm a voice in that, you see. And she kept a walking. And time she got across the front, she's walking better. And time she got over here, she's a walking, she's free. And she stood around later and told some of them, I mean 2 or 3 days later at the book table, she told some of them, said, I still can't believe it. Well, she wasn't healed by her faith, she wasn't healed by my faith. She was healed by manifestation of special faith. Well, how is God do that for me? Well, it don't work by wishing anyhow. And besides that, that's up to him, not up to you. You see, let God be God. He's running the thing, not you anyway. Now, why didn't you speak to those others that way? Because I didn't have the same manifestation. Can you minister to those other people? Yeah, by laying on of hands. Amen. And get them to believe and receive. Praise the Lord. Wigglesworth talks about the first time he ever came to America. And he was in San Francisco. Actually, he preached out of San Francisco there some way. They had up a tent. This is way back 1923. And so when they found out he was there, a visitor from England, and he had come just because God said it for him to come. He didn't have any place to preach or anything. Well, they put him up one time to testify. And after he talked a little bit, they saw he had something, so they put him up to preach at night. And so the camp meeting's over. He's there in San Francisco, and he's riding that old trolley car. They still got some of them. They run there, you know, as a tourist attraction. And he's riding that, you know, along. And it stopped here at the street corner, you see, for something to get off and something to get on. And there's a newsboy there, you see, with his bag of newspapers. And he fell down on the sidewalk with some kind of a seizure or something. And Wigglesworth said, when you give to face an operation, you know what God's going to do ahead of time. Suddenly the anointing came on him. He never knew the boy, never was there before. He jumped off of the streetcar, run up there and said, come out of him, devil, in the name of Jesus. Set him up on his feet, gave him his bag, and he took off and he ran and grabbed the streetcar and went on down the road. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, he didn't make a practice of doing that, but when the Spirit manifested himself, you see, he did. But he still had to say it. That's what I wanted to get over to you. Whether it's saving faith, whosoever shall say, confess. When you confess something, you say something, don't you? Whosoever shall confess Jesus as Lord. Whosoever say Jesus is my Lord. And believe in his heart, God raised him from the dead, he'll be saved. For with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. For with the mouth, man says he's saved. Hallelujah. Same thing with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Same thing with divine healing. Praise God. And same thing with answered prayer. Somebody said answered prayer always ends in the glad confession. It's mine. I have it now. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's the reason we encourage people. Find scriptures that covers your case. And then you've got a solid foundation for faith. Praise God. And if you'll hear that scripture, and if you'll meditate on it, and hear it long enough, it'll register on the inside of you in your spirit, and then it'll work for you. Now, I can remember when I was on the bed of sickness that I struggled at first. You see, at first I thought I had to die. Because I'd never heard anybody preach healing, and still hadn't heard anybody preach healing. But when I was born again, I thought I was a Christian because I belonged to the church, but I found out it wasn't. So I was born again there on the bed of sickness. And when I was born again, of course, the Holy Ghost came to dwell in me. It's one thing to be born of the Spirit, another thing to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Just like it's one thing to have one swallow of water, another thing to have a glass of water. One thing to have a glass of water, and another thing to be full of water. Water is a type of the Spirit, you know. Somebody said, well, how can you tell when you get full? Well, keep on drinking till you get full. How can you tell when you get full? All I know is the Bible said they is all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Glory to God. And so up to that time, you may have had all kind of experiences in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for them. Don't deny one of them. But keep on drinking till you get full and overflowing. Hallelujah. Now, but the Holy Ghost comes to dwell in you. He came to dwell in me. And as I've said many times, something on the inside said to me, I don't mean in words, an inward intuition, an inward conviction, something inside me. You had things to happen to you, haven't you, you know? And you said, afterwards you told somebody, you know, something on the inside me told me not to do that. Well, it didn't just say, don't do that. But there was an inward conviction. There's something on the inside, you see, an inward intuition, an inward conviction. And so something on the inside of me, that way, told me I could be healed. I ain't paying attention to it. My. My faith's in the doctors. My faith's in medical science. Now, I still believe in doctor medical science, but I don't have faith in them like I do in God, in the Word of God, because I know that they're limited. And so my faith in them is limited. But then my faith was totally in the doctors. You know, I thought they could help me. But then one after another, Dr. Mathis, Dr. Wysall, Dr. Wolford, Dr. Urban, Dr. Robertson, one after another, five of them, nothing we can do. Nothing can be done. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You have to die. Well, then I began to decide. Now, you understand, this didn't just happen in a few hours, in a few days, or even a few weeks. I'm talking about something happened over a period of months. You understand? Then I finally decided, and here's doubt again. I didn't know, you see. When you don't know, you do doubt. Because faith begins where the will of God's known. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, you see. And so, it's built and based on the Word. So I didn't know what the Word said. But I thought this. Well, I can't be any worse off because they've all said you're going to die. I'll start listening. See, nobody told me to do it. I heard no teaching on it. And just as a 16-year-old now, I'll start listening to what's said to me on the inside. And so here that is again. It had been persisting for months. Something on the inside when you'd pray. And I'd pray every day, every night. Pray and talk to God, sometimes for an hour or two at a time. One night, all night long, I talked to God. Never lifted my voice, but talked to God real quietly there on the bed. I do that all the time yet. I got started off that way, and I guess I formed a habit. And so when that came around again, something on the inside, an intuition, said an inward conviction, said you could be healed. I began to talk to it. I didn't know that's the Holy Ghost. But I said with my mouth, you know, not out loud, but loud enough. You'd been standing by the bed, you'd heard it, right by the bed, you know, just quietly. I said, how? Could I really be healed? Can I be healed and not die at this early age of 16 years of age? Dr. W.S. Wysong, my grandfather wasn't a wealthy man. He had a lot of property. In the process of time, when it became more valuable, well, of course, he had more. But he had some means, and he inquired about sending me to the great Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And you got to realize, 1933, 1934, most people went by train. And so he inquired, you know, about the train ticket and what it would cost, you see, and someone to go with me, and then phoned up there and talked to them, you see. And the Mayo Clinic said, one of the Mayos actually accidentally talked to one of the Mayo doctors himself. And they said, well, Dr. Wysong, W.S. Wysong, seniors, right down there in McKinney, Texas. He's the greatest surgeon in the world. In fact, we have him to come every year up here for a couple of weeks and sometimes longer. Because you see, way back in 1928, a baby was born there in McKinney in the hospital without an esophagus, without a tube from his throat to his stomach. And he's the first man in the world that ever made one for that baby, and that baby lived. And so the Mayo Clinic asked him to come up there and show him his technique, how he did it. They said he's a natural born surgeon. He's one of the greatest doctors in the world. And if he said nothing could be done, then you'd be wasting your time and wasting your money sending the boy up here. Well, Dr. Wysong said, as far as medical science has any record of, no one in your condition has ever lived. No one has ever lived past the age of 16. 4 months before my 16th birthday, I became totally bedfast. I'm following just the way they said I should go. 4 months before my 16th birthday, I became totally bedfast. So now then, here I am. They can't help me. Doctors can't help me. We've sought as far as to the Mayo Clinic. They said if Dr. Wysong said nothing could be done, you'd be wasting your time and wasting your money to send the boy up here. So there's no hope for me. There was no help for me from the medical standpoint. Something inside, though, keeps telling me you could be healed. You don't have to die at this early age of 16 years of age. Now 16, I was 15 to begin with. You don't have to die. Well, can I be healed? Yes. Yes. Well, how? Something on the inside of me said, it's all in the Word. It's in the Bible. It's in the book. It's in the Word of God. So I said to them, I'm bedfast, bring me the book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, friends, from then on, I slept with the Bible or a testament in my arms, lying on my chest, never away from me. If it's there, I'm going to find it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, Overflow, Living Above Life's Limits. Next is Lynette Hagin's single CD entitled Defeating Satan's Strategies Through Prayer. Also, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, A Better Covenant. These items are for the special price of only $18. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. Registration just opened at the beginning of this month, and it's early bird registration right
now.
So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And hey, go ahead and save $20 and register. You can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Faith Fundamentals. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase other faith-building teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.